We continue our story with James Tague, a man who witnessed the assassination of President Kennedy and was wounded by a piece of shrapnel. Remember, you can hear our full-length interviews for free on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. You can also go there for more info about Tague and his research on what happened that day. Today's American Countryside, after this. Have an upcoming road trip, a commute, or just some time to listen to great stories? Well, log on at AmericanCountryside.com and listen or download the latest editions of The Scenic Route. You can hear our full-length interviews about many of the stories you hear right here, all for free. Also, check out our latest article, 7 Fantastic Free Family Getaways, full of great ways to enjoy your summer without breaking the bank. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Get all of the latest info and deals. It's all free, and it's a great way to experience America. All at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
James Tague watched from under the triple overpass in downtown Dallas as President Kennedy's motorcade passed. Shots rang out. He didn't realize it at the time, but a piece of cement or a bullet fragment had ricocheted and hit him in the cheek. Later that day, he went to police headquarters to give a statement.
We're about through with the statement when there's a commotion, and they bring this guy in handcuffs. Detective Rose asks us, "What do you got there?" And one of them says, "Well, this is the guy that killed that policeman over in Oak Cliff."
A mere pane of glass separated Tague from Lee Harvey Oswald. 3 weeks passed, and it bothered Tague that no one ever followed up with him. He called the FBI in mid-December.
And it wasn't 30 minutes till two FBI agents was in my office at the car dealership. And I told them this basically what I'm telling you. And one of them asked me, says, "Well, did you ever know a guy named Jack Ruby?" I said, "Yeah, I knew Jack Ruby. My roommate, Jody Daniels, he was dating one of his girls."
The agents talked about Ruby, then left. In the meantime, the sidewalk where he was standing on November 22nd had been patched, covering the mark where that bullet had struck.
They don't get around to cutting that curb out of the street to examine it until after I testified to the Warren Commission. They didn't cut it out of the street until August the 5th, and I testified Warren Commission July 24th.
Meanwhile, the curb was taken to the National Archives for storage. Tague finally viewed it several years later and could easily see where it had been patched. He felt the entire story was not being told, and he wrote his first book titled Truth Withheld, A Survivor's Story. More about Tague and his latest book next time as we travel the countryside in Bonham, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.